104.9 The X. What's going on, folks? Vinny K with you. And we have, as we do every Thursday, the Progressive Union Radio Show out of New York City, Doreen and Tony DeLeonardo. What's up, guys? I'm sorry we missed last week. We had a little, we had some internet problems going on. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. The candidates for president have landed in the Big Apple in New York City. And
the turkeys have landed.
Unusually, they're actually campaigning here. Normally, they fly over, go to Park Avenue to somebody's house, collect a lot of money in a fundraiser, and they leave us. But this year, everybody is looking for our votes, which is really kind of exciting for us. There's tons of campaign commercials. They're appearing all over the place, Queens, upstate New York, Manhattan. They're everywhere. We're tripping over Democrats and Republicans.
John Kasich had to come to town for a pastrami sandwich because he couldn't get one in Ohio.
And Ted Cruz, this was the funniest thing. So Ted Cruz decides his first stop is going to be the Bronx. And so he came in contact with New York Values, because remember he mentioned the New York Values in one of the debates. And he found himself with New York Values in his face. He was booed. They were like totally after him.
They've chased me out of the boogie down Bronx.
So he left.
They tagged my house. I had to turn back into a bat and fly away.
He wasn't there very long. And the front page of the Post was, take the FU train.
Oh, man.
Ted Cruz. It was pretty hilarious. So we're at the 50-yard line, folks. We're halfway through this process. I know it seems like it's been forever.
Let me tell you something. I feel like George Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle, punched out halfway through the fight.
It's quite exhausting. So the Democrats' magic number to get the nomination is 2383, and the Republicans is 1237. So, yes, Hillary and Trump numerically are ahead, but we still have a lot of states to go. I mean, Bernie was just on a real run. He won 7 primaries or caucuses in a row. And he's being very competitive here in New York. Tonight, they're going to have a debate, Hillary and Bernie, in Brooklyn.
You know, I love the way they sling the mud about who's the best New Yorker. Like, he was born here, but then he bailed and he went to Vermont. She was born in Illinois, then she came here to be a senator.
For 8 years. So they've been having
whoever
that
the real New Yorker is, let's have the coin toss.
Yeah.
Well, they've also been debating on who's most qualified. And basically, it's either one of them because the other side is looking a little scary. So Trump has had a lot of problems lately. He purged about a third of his staff about 10 days ago. It was a big story in Politico. Then he hired this guy, Paul Manafort, who is older than dust. He worked for the Ford campaign way back in 76. So he came in as his convention guru. Remember the state-by-state delegate convention situation?
When you're that old, you're not a guru.
What are you?
I have no idea. You're something out of friggin' The Lord of the Rings.
A guy with a walker.
Or Game of Thrones.
So anyway, so he's supposed to make everything okay
more
for
like
Trump.
More like Gandalf than a guru.
Because Trump's staff is extremely confused about how to deal with this convention delegate situation. And Cruz's camp is smooth. They know exactly what's going on. They have a very well-run machine, and they're actually winning delegates. They didn't win in the primary, so Trump is not happy. They even sent out an email to Washington, D.C., instead of Washington State, to contact the delegates. I mean, they are literally... Yeah, I know.
That's awesome.
This is the guy that's going to run the country, right, Tony?
Hold up. There's a New Mexico? What, that from The Simpsons?
Yep. So Trump is not happy. He's been having what we call a Trumper tantrum lately on stage.
Then he found out his kids are independent voters. They can't even vote for him yet.
No, actually, some of his children are not even registered to vote in New York, which means they've never voted. And he said, they didn't know the rules when they were supposed to go and register.
I guarantee you all their memberships at the country clubs are paid up, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. So anyway, so Trump's having this tantrum now, saying that it's so unfair, the rules of the RNC, and he and Rince Priebus are having this Twitter war.
Priebus, every time I hear that name, come on the lot, you too can drive off with a brand new shiny Priebus.
he's the guy that runs the Republican National Committee, and he's like, Donald, the rules have been around for a year and a half, like, you can't be like complaining about it now. So he's completely out of his element, Trump, and it's kind of unraveling, but still... He's closer to 1237 than anybody else. I know.
So is there any chance that Trump don't win and Count Dracula don't win?
Well, there is that could happen. Now, how that could happen is if neither one of them get to 1237 and it goes to the convention, which is really where the nominees, where their party nominee is decided on both sides. So if they get to the second and third ballot and they don't have a decision made, they could come up with someone completely different. And funny that you should ask, last week all the buzz was about Paul Ryan, who is the Speaker of the House. I don't know if you follow any of this part of the
I call Paul Ryan Mr. Framework.
He ran for vice president with Mitt Romney.
Yes.
He was in Congress, and they needed a new speaker, and he said, no, I don't want to be the speaker. And then all of a sudden, after they begged him, and he made many different demands, he became speaker. Amazing. So now he puts on this commercial that looks like a commercial for a guy running for president, and it's all over the place, all over social media. So now everybody's asking, well, are you running for president? Oh, no. If anybody asks me, I'm not running for president. So you got to wonder, is he the card? Is he the guy that they go
but to? But they didn't even win his home state. Isn't he was from Wisconsin?
He was from Wisconsin, yes.
And they didn't even win. He was running for vice president. They didn't even win his home state.
Yeah, I think that Obama won Wisconsin. And he had a terrible, it was the Ryan budget, which was like cuts everything, Social Security, Medicare. I mean, he wasn't a good running mate for Romney. He didn't really help him. But again, remember he said that he didn't want to be speaker, and he is speaker. So there's just a tremendous, the Republican sides, look, that whole situation is going to be pretty funny. And then you also have Trump's aide, this guy Roger Stone, who's been in Republican politics for years. He's saying that he's going to publish every location of all the hotel rooms of all the delegates at the convention, so the followers of Trump, as he puts it, will know where they are in case they don't play the way they want them to. It sounds like what, something out of the Godfather?
Or The Walking Dead.
Something like that. I'm going to find a horse head in their bed. So this is basically where we are now. The New York primary is next Tuesday, so it should be pretty exciting here.
All right. Tell them where they can find your full show.
Sure. Our full show can be heard on at our website, theprogressiveunion.com. You can also download it on Google Play using the Podbean app, and we are also on iTunes.
All right. Thank you, Tony Dorian DeLeonardo, the Progressive Union Radio Show in New York City. We'll be back. Keep it right here, 104.9 The X.